It will be short. I know you've got the dinner on, okay? In case you think it's a 7-point sermon, that's coming later when Peter closes in prayer. Anyway, this morning I thought we'd look at the night that changed everything. The night that changed everything. Oh,
we can hear you.
Can you hear me? The front row can hear me. Can you hear me in the back now? Okay, yeah, we're back on, right. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ, there's so much more attached to that event than we can truly comprehend. You see, the desire of God has always been to be present with us. It's always been his desire. In the Old Testament, from the very beginning in Genesis, we read that God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. God walked in the garden with them in the cool of the day. And then later, when God's people were wandering in the desert after being set free from bondage of the Egyptians, God had Moses build a tent of meeting. And it's where his presence descended in a cloud. The cloud would then cover the tent as God talked with Moses in that place. And then in time, the tent was replaced with the tabernacle. And then after that, it was the temple in Jerusalem. But you know, in each of these places, there was always the promise of God's presence. Then, one night in Bethlehem, everything changed. Everything changed. And we read this in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. It tells us, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Here we have this prophecy that was given 700 years previously by Isaiah. God always had the plan to have his presence dwell among us. So that one night, everything changed. When Christ was born, God was no longer in a tent or a temple, not in the cloud or some other manifestation of his holiness. God was now amongst men in the person of Jesus. His name is called Emmanuel, God with us. So you see, in Christ, we have the promise from God. We read in Hebrews 13, verse 5, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. God is now among us. We see that through the Spirit of God and in the person of Christ. He is living in the hearts of believers. This is how we know that we will never be alone, because Christ lives in us. Before Christ, God's presence was never constant. But all that changed with the birth of Jesus, when God came down to be with us forever. In John chapter 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. So you know, if today if it does nothing else for you other than this, hold on to the privilege and the blessing that we've been given. As we are reminded today that as Christ was born on this earth, it was a fulfillment of God's plan. The world may not see him, but we will, because he lives in us. You know, I read a quote that said, Christmas is based on an exchange of gifts. The gift of God to mankind, his unspeakable gift of his Son, and the gift of man to God when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. What better gift could we ever receive than God with us? What better gift could we pass on to others that they may discover for themselves why the birth of Christ is so significant, so important, when that one night changed everything? Amen. Amen. Robbie's going to come up and share a scripture with us. Robbie? Yep.